Time for a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, imagine you're just trying to work everything out in the airport airplane restroom, right? Those little restrooms that they got there on the airplanes.
Yeah, just people take care of business and, you know, get back to the seat.
Yeah, people keep knocking on your door, all that stuff.
How long are you in there if they're knocking on the door?
Listen, if you can manage to make it through the day without hanging out in the airplane bathroom for over 30 minutes, causing the pilot to come yank you out.
Oh, no.
You're doing okay.
What are we doing in there? Are we in that much intestinal distress? I mean, I get it. It makes people nervous to fly sometimes.
Yeah, so this guy, he's 20. He had been in the United Airlines little restroom there for about 30 minutes and told them outside, like when they started knocking, like the flight attendants started knocking and everything, he said, you know, I'm just constipated. It's tough, whatever. And so literally the pilot came, yanked open the bathroom door. Pants were still out around his ankles.
Oh, no. So he was telling the truth.
He and his friend got handcuffed, escorted off the plane when it landed. Airport cops put him in holding cells, eventually released him without filing any charges. But yeah, it escalated from a, hey, I just need to use the restroom, being in there for so long, the pilot has to intervene, yanking him out and getting handcuffed. So now they're suing United Airlines. And
so he really wasn't like doing anything in there that he should have been doing, like, you know, drugs or anything. He was just trying to take care of business and was struggling with it.
I don't know. Oh. He says he was just in intestinal distress.
Well, if his pants were around his ankles when they opened the door, well, that leads me to think he's telling the truth.
Yeah.
He's just like having a hard time and was afraid to go back to his seat because he didn't want anything to happen there.
Listen, 30 minutes. No. That can be tough. And look, hey, I get it because, if you are waiting to use a restroom and someone's been in there for so long and you're like waiting outside the door for so long, you eventually like tell the steward or, you know, the flight attendant, like, hey, this person's been in there
Been in there a long time and I gotta go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I kind of get it, but yeah. So we don't know who's going to get what or if there's any money going to exchange hands or anything like that, but yeah.
I mean, but now not only does the entire plane know that you were constipated and couldn't make the poo-poos, but now the world does because you became a viral news story.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, that is the worst nightmare.
Yep. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without hanging out in the airplane bathroom for over 30 minutes, causing the pilot to come yank you out, then you're doing okay.
You're playing poo-poo guy. Oh, no.
You are forever branded that. Yes.
Oh, no.
That is your setting the bar story.